fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena Amelia Discreet.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm about to have this coffee.
Excellent. I've just had one. Have you had a coffee this morning, Zoe?
I have.
Excellent.
Well, we're about to have a lot more coffee. Because that's actually what we're talking about today.
Hey.
We're going to talk about some coffee words.
Coffee words, okay.
Thanks to Shaky Art. No, but actually thanks to Kels for this specific coffee. But do you know where the word coffee comes from?
No, I actually have no idea, and I've never thought about it before either.
Coffee is one of these really interesting words that is pretty much the same everywhere, even though it's old.
Okay.
Usually if something's old enough,
there's a few different
everyone
versions.
Everyone busts out their own word. But everyone basically gets it from the Arabic. But as we'll see in a few of these cases, coffee and I guess a lot of foodstuffs, it's all about trade routes.
Uh-huh.
So actually we get our word coffee
from... Year 11 history pinging off in my brain here.
Yeah. Where do you think we get our word for coffee from?
I'm going to guess it is from, like, somewhere in the Middle East, maybe.
Nah,
I was gonna say France.
You botched it. Nah, it's Holland. Oh. It's Dutch.
Okay, literally not where I was expecting.
So we get it from the Dutch coffee, and that comes in like, the 1500s, the late 1500s. They get it from Ottoman Turkish. I'm sorry for my pronunciation. I don't know Ottoman Turkish. Kahve, and which is from the Arabic Khawa.
Okay.
Yes. And so people are kind of unclear about what the like original deal is with khawa and how it comes to mean coffee, because it seems like it's like a special kind of wine.
Ooh.
That does it, that
and fuzzy then, wine.
And it like it literally means that to lack hunger, and it's like, yeah. Does drinking coffee, is that an appetite suppressant or does coffee make you hungry?
I think it's an appetite suppressant, isn't
well,
it?
Well, that would make sense then. Or maybe it's not meaning to lack hunger. It's from kua, which means like power or energy.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That would make sense
I like
as
that
well.
One.
It could be both, but also a lot of like languages in the same family as Arabic. So like Semitic languages, they have kh, meaning dark.
Okay.
And so maybe it just means like
dark
drink.
Fair enough. All of those are very plausible options here, Amelia. Will we ever know what the true origin is?
No. I don't think so. But that doesn't matter that much. Should we move on to a different coffee word?
Yeah, go on.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Oh, yes.
Do we know where this one comes from? This
I'm
one's easy.
I'm going to say Italy.
Yes.
Okay,
but no,
cool.
But do we know why? Like, sorry.
Sarah does.
Because Eno is little, right?
No.
Nice try, Zoe.
So, it comes from Capuchin monks.
Oh, what?
Yes. So, Capuchin monks wear a little hood. They wear a little brown hood.
Where'd
it literally means little hood.
Hang on.
Right, but that's not why the coffee is called.
I have a question.
About the hoods.
I'm putting my hand
sorry,
up
Zoe.
Here.
Yes.
Question. So why is it still makes no sense to me. Why is it called little hoods? What little hood does a cappuccino wear?
It's got a little brown hat on.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
It has
It's the foam and it's the cinnamon or chocolate that you put on it. It's the colour of the Capuchin monks' hoods.
Monkeys are called Capuchin monkeys because they've got a little white.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
The people on the radio could hear Sarah there, but
she
was saying that that's also why Capuchin monkeys are called that, because they're a little white and brown, like on their head.
Wow, I feel like I'm really
just
learning
like,
some stuff this
but
morning.
Do you know what's bonkers is that probably monkeys are also named after monks because they're little hairy boys.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is the best fact you've ever brought into this segment, I think, hands down.
I mean, that one's like disputed, but it's kind of too good not
it's
to
a
like.
Fact. Yeah. It's a fact.
So yeah, it's interesting because they're like, you know, frothy with the little sprinkle and they end up looking like little monks.
Oh, I love that.
I'll never drink a cappuccino the same.
Okay, so we've got cappuccinos, we've got, what's the Arabic word for coffee again?
Oh my God.
I've done a bad job.
It is khawa.
Khawa, okay. Khawa and cappuccino. What else
and
is in there?
I apologize because that's almost certainly the wrong pronunciation for that. So Espresso.
Espresso
means pretty much exactly what you think it does.
Fast.
Yeah. Quickly.
Quick. No. Express.
Okay. Maybe. Yes. Express.
Okay.
Because it's pressed out.
Okay.
And that is actually also where express to mean. So,
speedy.
So when you express something, you press out your thoughts, and that kind of goes to mean that you're like expressing something, you're like giving something out from inside of you, and then it eventually comes to mean like something that happens like immediately.
Okay, I'm following.
Yeah, so it's from the same origin eventually, but it's much more literal.
Okay.
It's just to press out. Macchiato is a stained coffee.
I did know that one.
Yes.
Ooh, that one sounds
a macchia is a spot or blemish. That one's kind of yucky.
Your blemished coffee over here.
I have one blemished coffee.
I tried to find out why coffee is called Joe, and I found some of the most ludicrous stories I've ever heard in my life.
Have you got any for us?
I don't want to grace them with airtime because they were like there was a man called Joe McGuffin, and he was the greatest coffee drinker in all of Wisconsin.
Oh,
and then someone else will be like, it's because it gets you Joed up, and everyone will be like, what does that mean? And they're like, you know, Joed up. It's like, it's all bananas. People don't know.
Okay, so Joe's just a mystery word.
Yeah.
That one's come out of nowhere.
Although, I mean, Java is more clear because those Dutch people we talked about before,
mm-hmm.
who were so into trading coffee, they, when they did terrible colonization in the you know, in that area
mm-hmm.
where Java is.
Yes.
Yes. They That's planted a bunch of beans there.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, so like, Indonesia, Southeast Asia became like coffee growing place. And so you name it after where it's from. And so like Mocha is named after Mocha in Yemen because that was like a big coffee trading post.
Oh, crazy. So hang on. How did a Mocha come to mean the chocolatey coffee one though?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I actually spent quite a long time trying to figure that out. And everyone's just like, oh, at some point it just did.
Right.
Yeah.
My word.
I know, I'm so sorry. I was like, but then how? But then what? But then how? And it's like, because people still talk about mocha beans.
Yeah.
It's like a specific kind of bean.
Yeah.
They're not growing in mocha, they're grown a bit outside.
Oh, confusing.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like cheeses, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Most of the cheeses aren't named after where they're growing, because that would be like, you know, cheese upon way. They're named after where they were sold. It's like you can't make Stilton in Stilton.
Okay, I see. I'm following.
Yes.
But so somehow it became chocolate coffee.
Yeah, so I'm interested if anyone has any leads on that, because all the sources I found were just like, oh, and then it happened, and here's the history of what chocolate coffees were like over time, and it's just like, oh, they put cornstarch in it for a while.
Ooh. That doesn't sound like
the goods. Yeah, it used to be quite thick, kind of juicy stuff.
Mmm, yum yum. All right, any other good coffee words out there?
Oh, yes, sorry. Wait, I've got one more. Sorry.
Open your book that you've
got. I've got all
this
kinds of...
This is a properly researched segment.
I've got all kinds of bits and pieces. What about barista?
Barista.
I have no idea.
I actually have never even thought about that as a word that might have come from somewhere. It's just a word. Barista. Where does that come from?
I mean, it means more or less the exact same thing that barman means, except that instead of man, we've got
Easter.
Easter. It's like a fashion Easter.
Ready Easter.
They're a bar Easter because they're all involved with the bar.
Okay.
And it's actually the same source as barrister.
Whoa!
Because they are also people of the bar, except in their case, the bar is not the bar that goes around like establishments. I guess that you like lean on or whatever.
This is the hospo to law equivalent of telling people you do finance, and then people asking you about your fine arts, people asking you about your business degree, and you're like, oh, this is no, this is not. It's too loud at this party. I can't be bothered.
Murders and executions. The bar for law was a bar that barred you from the actual inner law chambers, because like trainee law people had to be like outside of this thing.
Yeah.
So that's why you sit the bar and then you become a
barista.
Yeah. So it's very, so when people get them confused, it's very rightly, because it's basically the same word, just kind of like they've been mucked up in different ways to get into like
this It started to lose all meaning to me now as a word. We've literally said it too many times in too many different ways. I'm like, barista.
Barista. But yeah, they're both just like bar people bar who people. Hang out with bars and like literal, like a bar, like a post.
Excellent. We like a literal word, one that's come from a real object in the world. Thank you for bringing us coffee words today, Amelia. I feel like I've learned some good facts there.
That's fantastic. I'm going to drink my coffee now because I've had to talk instead of drink.
Excellent.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.